Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Hope you're having a great day. Me and Brenda, we're having a great time. We just recorded a couple of videos, and now we got a couple more to do, and we got some dynamite topics. I hope you've watched the previous two. One was on the Dirty Dozen, words you should never say when referring to hypnosis. And then we did the one which we just wrapped up, keeping clients on track when life happens. And today we're going to move forward with, you get what you pay for when it comes to hypnotists, right? That is right, isn't it? Or do you? And so Brenda's got some really cool experiences she's going to share about that. And we're going to rethink this whole idea of how we price ourselves and charge and hold out our services for a fee and that kind of thing. Okay, so let me tell you about Brenda. I say it over and over again. She's delightful. She's smart. Really enjoy having her. She doesn't just talk the talk here on the podcast. What does she do? She walks the walk. She sees clients every week at our center. Very busy hypnotist. She also helps me with my training programs by supervising the practice time. Yes, every day when you're in my class, morning and night, you're going to practice, so that you leave feeling confident and competent in what we covered in class. She's got a BA, bachelor's degree in sociology, and a master's degree in criminology. If there was such thing as a hypno police, I'd put her in charge. How you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. Thank you so much for having me today. We are here to talk about, you get what you pay for, or do you? But before we do that, we want to talk about Cal Banyan. And Cal Banyan is my mentor, the creator of 5-Path Hypnotherapy, 7-Path Self-Hypnosis, and truly the one of the authorities in hypnosis that works. Cal's received almost every award and recognition in the profession by the National Guild of Hypnotists. And his books, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, as well as The Secret Language of Feelings, as well as all the people that he has trained and spoken to and presented to over the years, has truly made him an authority in really digging deep and doing the kind of transformational work that really helps people change their lives. And Cal has been on television and radio promoting The Secret Language of Feelings, as well as hypnosis and hypnotherapy. He's produced over 450 videos here available on the internet, all different kinds of hypnosis techniques, business information, marketing information, motivation to help all of you be the best of the best. And Cal is one of the trainers of the best in the profession, somebody that all kinds of other professionals come to for education, for guidance. And so, of course, he's teaching, leading, writing, seeing clients, making appearances, and I'm just so happy to be here with him today as we talk about, you get what you pay for, or do you? And this idea came to me, actually, Cal, not that long ago. I took a call on my own line, not here at the center, and the woman was calling, and she was doing a little bit of comparison shopping. And when I told her what my rate was, she challenged me on why I was a decent amount less than another hypnotist. And I gave her, you know, a pretty solid answer. I, you know, gave all the information and what have you. And in the end, she, even though she liked me, she really liked me. We had great rapport. She went with the more expensive option. And, you know, we talk all the time about you get what you pay for. And this really got me thinking, you know, the reality is some people really like saving money. Actually, you know, you think about Black Friday sales or the end of the year sales or just sales in general. People like to save money on most things. But in hypnosis, it seems to be different. People tend to say things like, I want the best. And there's a presumption that the best is more expensive. So what do you think about that, Cal?
Well, you know, it is a balance, isn't it? It depends where you live. It depends on what's going on with the economy and a lot of different factors. I'm going to let you continue to roll with this. I know the things that what I say when people first get started is to call around, find out what people are charging, start off in the middle, and then as you build your clientele, you want to be one of the most expensive in your area, because then you have the best world. You know, you've built up your clientele and you are charging the most. So you're giving the best value and receiving the highest payment. But a lot of people are hesitant at that because it's a balance between, if you go too high, then your number of clients drop. Isn't that right?
Exactly. It's definitely, it's an interesting mathematical equation there, right? And so we want to be thinking about that. So it does help to know, okay, what is competitive in my region, my area, knowing what the going rate is. And actually was just reading something about this recently, and then setting your price in a way that you stand out. If everybody charges $150 a session, then, you know, pricing yourself even a little bit higher than that, it just makes you stand out. It makes you not just be one in the middle of a variety of people. I also think, though, that it is important to be able to explain or justify your rates to some extent. You know, being able to explain, though, the benefits of your services, regardless of your price. So this is when I'm talking to you, the viewer. You talk about you. Don't get wrapped up in comparing yourself to somebody else, especially if it's somebody that you don't know. Now, I'm really fortunate in my area. I know quite a few of the other hypnotists in my area, and thankfully they're people that I can refer to if I am too busy, too backed up, or if there's a rate issue or something like that. So, but I don't want to get hooked up into comparing myself or letting, you know, getting involved in that, you know, comparing myself to them, comparing our techniques. You know, I just, this is not a place that I want to go, but I want to focus on what I can do for the caller. So we want to be, you know, in the end, then selling results, right? So we want to talk about, you know, success, potential, the things that you can do for the caller, not getting involved in what the other person can or can't do. You don't know, but getting involved in what you can do for the caller. What do you think about that, Cal?
Yeah, as you talk about this, it reminds me of this old story, and it's about this barber. He's been in business for years, right? And you know, he's charging like $10 a haircut, and life is good. Then right across the street, there's a guy that moves in, a barber, and he starts doing $5 haircuts. And man, I gotta tell you, this just really hurt this first barber's business. And you know, he'd hear people complaining about the quality of those haircuts. So he responded by putting a big sign in his window, I fix $5 haircuts. And that changed things all around. What do you think of that?
That is pretty funny. Yes, that's a funny way to think about it, right?
Beautiful.
The next big part is to really, you know, we talk about this every time, rapport. Make the connection with the caller. This starts with actually the quality of your website, that people are drawn in to what you're providing. You're selling your results. You're also selling yourself. There's something that people are seeing in you, both from your website, but then as you're making that connection with the caller, building that rapport, because when they feel comfortable with you, when they feel like they can connect to you, when they feel like you're following along with what they're saying and that you can help them, that can make all the difference when it comes to shopping around, regardless of what the price is, right? So we've got selling results and then also selling rapport, selling that connection. How about that, Cal?
You know, absolutely. We preach this in class about how, you know, hypnosis is a confidence game, and from the very first contact, you're building that rapport. And as you build that rapport, another word for rapport, I mean, our component of rapport is, you know, this trust and likability. And when you're building that trust and likability, then they want to work with you. And when that other hypnotist fails or disappoints them, then that enables them to what? Say, gosh, I'm going to give Brenda a call and come back, and then you can fix that $5 haircut, right?
Exactly. And it's so funny. I do this all the time where I just say to people, you know what? I absolutely wish you all the best, especially because, you know, a huge challenge that I have is that, you know, even with this person, she might have gone with me. She went with the more expensive option. She really liked me, which was always interesting. She kept saying, well, if it doesn't work out with them, then I'll come to you. But the other issue was that I did have quite a wait to see me, and she wanted to get in sooner. And so that's a huge part in all of this. You sell your results, you sell that connection, you sell that rapport, and people get hooked in. They're ready to wait because then they get that, you know, that concept of, you know, of, you know, that, that this person's worth the wait, that they're, you know, that they're good, they want to see the best. And so it's all a very interesting thing. I just think that it's so important for everybody to really be prepared for, you know, being the best, selling your skills, selling your abilities, like I said, not in a way that's comparing or talking down about your local competition, so to speak, your local colleagues, which is a nicer way to think about it, you know, because in the end, you know, obviously you want your client to come and see you. But in the end, I think the other part is you really want them to do the best that they can do, to be the best that they can be, to get the help that they need. So in the end, as we sell that rapport, we also want to let them know, you know what? I wish you all the best. I hope that everything works out. If anything comes up, and this is how I usually say it, if anything comes up, you either need help on this issue or something else comes up down the road, just give me a call. I'll get you in as soon as I can. And that I think really, I think it's a kind of an interesting combination also, because like I said, I'm not here to compete with the other people that I'm referring to, or that I might, you know, so to speak, lose a client to. I think that actually shines through as well with the people that are calling. So anything else today before we wrap it up, Cal?
I really think that's a good way to handle it, because you know what? No hypnotist is perfect for every client. What we're trying to do is build rapport and decide if what we have to offer is a good fit for that client. And if they're not sure and they choose someone else, if you leave them with that feeling of, you know, maybe this that other person, Brenda, was a better fit, then guess what? They're going to call back. And that's really what it's all about, so that you can really, really get the work done with the person that's a good fit for you. All right, wrap it up.
All right. I just think that will help actually elevate the profession as well. You know, we are professionals. We're not here to discount the other people that are around, but we want to raise ourselves up as we're selling, as we're, you know, making those phone calls and making commitments with clients. So I'm glad that we're able to talk about this today, kind of think about things from a few different angles. And so I hope that this will help you all in selling your results, selling yourself to the people who are calling, getting people through your doors, and getting them to be as successful as they can possibly be, and have you be as successful as you can possibly be. So I hope that you all appreciated learning a little bit from us today. I hope that this was valuable for you. Please leave your comments down below if you have anything to add or any additional questions for later down the road. In addition, I can be reached at ochypnotherapy.com or on Facebook as Healing Path Hypnosis. Actually, I do recommend that you go over there. I have some fun things that I've been doing lately on Healing Path Hypnosis, some fun little things that I do once a week or so to just keep the conversation going, and some fun, neat ways. So go and take a look over there. It'll be a joy for you to check it all out. And I will see you all next time. Have a great week, everyone.
Awesome. All right. Thank you very much, Brenda. We got one more to go. We're going to do another video. And in the meantime, I want to see you guys in class. I want to see you at the NGH convention. I want to see you at the upcoming Solid Gold weekend. I always check calbanion.com to learn about our upcoming classes. We've got one coming up right away, January 18th to the 29th. And you know what? We got the weekend off in the middle. So while you're here, you can go to Disneyland, or you can go to the beach. You can get out of the snow. And also we got one coming up at the end of March, beginning of April. And that is the NGH approved Banyan Hypnosis Certification Super Course. If you want to get into this profession, or if you want to move up to the next level, there's absolutely no better way to do it than that. Also, like I said, we got the Solid Gold weekend coming up in Las Vegas, baby. And it's going to be Celeste, Erica, me speaking, as well as some other well-known people in the profession. You're really, really going to learn something, and we can hang out. Come by and say hi. get our entire schedule, and we have viewer specials just for you guys on different training materials. I don't know what it is this week. I'd have to check because I'm doing this in advance. But up at the top of this page, the free hypnosis videos training page, there's always a viewer special. So check it out. All right, that's it. Thanks again, Brenda. Cal Banyan, signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.